Last week in Puerto Rico, there was an unusual protest in the capital, San Juan. Activists poured buckets of toxic coal ash from the island's only coal-fired power plant onto the steps of the Capitol building to draw attention to the growing struggle of Puerto Ricans across the island who want the plant closed and are blockading the trucks dumping the poisonous waste near their town.
The government of Puerto Rico is creating a health problem, an environmental problem, and a problem for the future and the coming generations. We want Puerto Rico to close the coal-fired power plant. The only ashes that we want are those of the Fiscal Control Board.
My name is Jocelyn Velasquez from the group The Promises Are Over. They are closing schools, they will be reducing pensions for retired workers and reducing working days for public employees. They are reducing health services, and we could keep listing all of the things they are going to be reduced because there is a crisis and we need to pay. But the Fiscal Control Board doesn't come only as a political body to collect the debt. They come with an ideology that turns all of our natural resources, all of our land, water, and sun into one more commodity to pay the bondholders.
In Puerto Rico's southern town of Penuelas, residents have been fighting to stop a private company named Applied Energy Systems, or AES, from dumping the coal ash in a landfill next to their community. Several times a week, the government is forced to deploy hundreds of police officers to break the residents' blockades.
My name is Yanina Moreno. I am one of the spokespeople from the Camp Against the Ashes in Penuela. When the trucks drive by, they are speeding from the time they leave the plant in Guayama, and the police create a line of police cars, a whole perimeter to protect the street. In order to deposit the ashes, they have to mobilize a whole operation, a whole mobilization of police, because otherwise they would not be able to enter. Without the police, the trucks would never be able to enter Penuela.
University of Puerto Rico biology professor Arturo Masol has been studying the health and environmental impacts of this coal ash.
El daño de las cenizas a la salud.
The health impacts of the ashes can range from allergies to respiratory problems to issues as dramatic as birth defects or spontaneous abortions. It is a hazardous material. It is a non-biodegradable material, and about 600 tons are generated daily in Puerto Rico. So the volume generated is provoking a severe disposal problem for Puerto Rico and for any other place where these ashes are produced.
When the company AES was established in Puerto Rico at the end of the 1990s, the contract with the Authority of Electrical Energy, which supplies energy to Puerto Rico and its residents, the contract established that the residuals of carbon combustion and the ashes generated by the burning of coal in the plant would not be disposed here in Puerto Rico. Instead, they would be exported. So they began taking those ashes someplace else, and among those places was the Dominican Republic. A series of problems began there. The people who lived in the communities where the ashes were being disposed began presenting symptoms, including respiratory problems and pregnancy problems. Babies were born without extremities or with their intestines exposed. From there, the situation in Penuela began, because they began depositing the ashes in the landfill. The landfill is very close, just meters away from various communities, so we've been resisting for 2 years. For 2 years, we've had an active encampment against the disposal of ashes in Puerto Rico. A series of companies, petrochemical industries, and refineries have been established here. We've been receiving contamination for years. Right now, there's an electrical plant here in Penuela. The Costa Sur plant is near here. There's another natural gas plant that generates energy by burning natural gas, known as the eco-electric plant. So we have two plants generating energy, and on top of that, we have to receive the waste from another energy power plant. It's like they want to bomb us from every side.
Earlier this summer, the governor of Puerto Rico signed a new law aimed at prohibiting the disposal of coal ash. But critics, including Dr. Masol, says the law doesn't solve the problem.
Tiene unas cláusulas en letras muy pequeñas.
The law has some clauses in very small letters that cancel everything that the law says. That is the most disgusting trick. Instead of being called the law to prohibit ashes, it should be called the law that authorizes the company to contaminate. Puerto Rico is in a severe crisis provoked by a collapsed colonial economic model, and a big part of that crisis is associated with the energy agenda, an agenda that has failed. that is obsolete, that is of the 20th century, in which the Electric Power Authority is indebted more than $10 billion. But these $10 billion were for an infrastructure that does not serve the country. It's not a good debt. A good debt would be if we had issued those bonds in order to have renewable energy, using the sun, wind, water, biomass. And that way one could say that we moved forward and away from fossil fuels, while using the resources that the country has available.
As the resistance grows in Penuelas, residents in Guayama, about an hour to the east, have also begun blockading the trucks from leaving the coal-fired power plant there.
These officers have a salary because we pay them, but they are protecting corporate interests. We are enraged because we cannot believe in the police of Puerto Rico.
We are impeding, in whatever manner is possible, these ashes produced here in Guayama, leaving for Peñuelas. We understand that these ashes are poisonous for the earth, our Mother Earth, and for the health of all residents of Puerto Rico. We have a moral commitment with our friends in Peñuelas to stop these ashes from being transported there.
I have two options, stay in my house silently and await death or resist death.
Reporting from Puerto Rico for Democracy Now!, I'm Laura Gottesiener with Juan Carlos Davila.